Time freedom. Is time freedom important? You think that was the number one reason people joined a particular network marketing company? Sounds good, right? I joined for time freedom, right? Anybody else? I wasn't there.
You joined because of somebody you care about.
I wanted to repeat that so everyone can hear it.
You joined because of somebody you care about.
Thank you. The number one reason people join a network marketing company is because of the person who introduced it to them. Do you realize that? You don't have to have all the answers on the products. You don't have to be able to explain the comp plan like Blake. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is be you, because they're joining to be with you. When they see you, when they meet with you, they hear you, they feel you, they say, this is a person I trust, this is a person I like, this is a person I believe has my best interest at heart. They're going to help me succeed. They're going to lead me through where I need to go and what I need to do in order to be successful, whether it's health, whether it's wealth, whatever it is. But they join. The number one reason they join, and I didn't make this up, number one reason they join is because of the person that introduced them. They wanted to be associated and work with you. So, when you meet with someone, what's the first thing you have to make sure happens? Yeah, they got to know you care. You remember the story that Keith Hall shared on stage today? Remember the story? Spent a bunch of money, got nice rooms, traveled, all that kind of stuff to do these big meetings, invitations, people promised to be there. Sound familiar, anybody? Right? Okay, I'm going to blow this thing up. They're all going to come. They're all going to sign up. And then nobody shows up. And then, while he's sleeping, what happens? His mom puts a meeting together. Why do you think those 20 to 25 ladies came and sat in that room? Was it because of Keith? No, they came because his mom invited him. And so then he does his presentation with his PowerPoint and all the information that was so important that makes his deal better than anything else. And what happens to the people? They're not only not going to join, they're all going to sleep through it. Because they didn't come for that. They came for his mom. So when she turns it all off, turns the lights on, says, Keith, sit in this chair, tell them what you told me, they all sign up. They joined the network marketing company because of her and because of him. Nothing to do with the slide presentation, nothing to do with the video, nothing to do with any of that. So when we talk about relatedness, and I feel this is huge in your business, if you want to be a leader, you have to provide relatedness. Now, can you be everything to everyone? Can you even fathom trying to be everything to everyone? No, it's impossible. If that were the case, we wouldn't need all of us, okay? Because one person could do it. You cannot be everything to everyone else. But everyone has to relate in order to want to join you. They have to relate. And sometimes they have to relate on multiple levels with multiple people and multiple situations. So why do we have people come through and share their stories on stage? Why do we have people at meetings stand up and share their product testimonials and their business testimonials? Why do we make sure we bring people to three-way calls to talk to their upline leadership? Why do we bring our contacts and have them meet our upline? Why do we do that? Diversity and what's the word I'm talking about? Relatedness. People have to come from an experience of meeting you and meeting this company, and they leave with a group of friends. They have to leave and say, that was a group of people. I can't remember their names even, but they cared about me. They liked me. I felt part of it. I related to them. That's a place that I could go and I could follow and I could grow and I could experiment, because what we do in this business is not something that people do naturally. We don't naturally stand up in front of crowds. We don't naturally stop people at the grocery store and ask them if they are interested in starting a home-based business or interested in taking our supplements. These are not normal practices for the average person. Okay? So we require, in order to succeed as a leader, we require our people to take actions that they wouldn't normally do. And in order for them to do that, they have to feel nurtured. They have to feel comfortable. They have to feel that they relate to this people. And that when this person says, this is what I did and I had success, they have to say, well, man, if it worked for him, I relate to him. I relate to her. I'm like her. And so I think it could work for me.